السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. صدق الله العظيم.
Beloved brothers, respected elders, tranquility, sakina, itminan, this is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts into the hearts of believers. There are many asbab and means which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us where we will acquire this great ni'mat of Allah, peace of mind, tranquility of heart, contentment. And one of the most or the greatest means of this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means what Allah ta'ala has blessed each one of us with is iman, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without iman, there cannot be tranquility. There cannot be peace of mind. So this is a great favor which we should treasure. The iman that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we should treasure and be mutma'in, be content with the iman that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, which is a great wealth and a treasure on its own. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majeed, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Those who have iman. And they did not mix up their iman with dhulm. Dhulm, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained over here, refers to shirk, attributing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they had iman in the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they did not mix up their iman with shirk, with associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulaika lahumul aman. For them is aman, tranquility, peace of mind. The word aman also means sakina, tuma'anina, itminan, tranquility. For them is aman. Wahum muhtadun, and they are the ones who are rightly guided. So the stronger the iman, the more the sakina and the tranquility in a person's life. When sakina and tranquility from Allah penetrates the heart, then iman will increase as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majeed, هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين. He is the one who sends down sakina, tranquility within the hearts of the believers. ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. So that they may increase in their iman, added to whatever iman they have. So they have iman, Allah Ta'ala enters the sakina within their hearts. And this increases their iman. The more iman, the more sakina. the more sakina, the more iman a person has. So all the various branches of iman and qualities, like being pleased with taqdeer, being pleased with the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trusting the decisions of Allah, rada bil qada, being pleased with the decree and the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawakkul, tafweel, handing over our affairs in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all these are branches of iman, and all these create that tranquility and the peace of mind in the heart of the believer. Then if a person lives with contentment in his iman, mutma'innum bil iman, he's content with his iman, and he lives a life of iman, and he's tranquil in his iman, and he's content in his iman, and eventually he dies upon that iman, then he will deserve the address of the angel at the time of his death, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna, O soul who is at ease. Nafsul mutma'inna, at ease with his iman. Mutma'inna, who is content, who has recognized his Allah. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki, return to your Lord. Radiyatan mardiyya, in this condition that you are pleased with him and he is pleased with you. Radiyatan mardiyya. Another very effective means of increasing the sakina and the tranquility in our lives is the 5 daily salah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made compulsory upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, Innal insana khuliqa halu'a, verily man has been created fickle. Halu, the word halu means weak in nature, lacking courage. Khuliqa halu'a, miserly, greedy. These are all the various meanings of this word halu. He is weak in his nature. And it's explained in the ayats that come after that. Idha massahu sharru jazu'a. Why is he regarded as weak? When evil afflicts him, when difficulty afflicts him, evil afflicts him, hard conditions come upon him, jazu'a, he becomes restless, he becomes uneasy, he begins to lose hope. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا, and when good comes to him, good conditions, wealth, prosperity, then manu'a, then he becomes miserly, he holds back, and he becomes oblivious of the sufferings of others. So he becomes greedy and miserly. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. But Allah Ta'ala makes an exception. إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ, except those who are regular with their salah. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ, those who are perpetual upon their salah. دَائِم, they are perpetual, they are regular upon their salah. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ, those who are regular upon their salah. So those who have salah in their lives, so they bring that equilibrium, that balance, that tranquility within a person. But what kind of salah will give us that itminan, that tranquility? It is that salah which is also established with itminan, with ease, with tranquility. Actually, one of the fundamental aspects of our salah is ta'dil arkan, or to perform each posture with ease. Person goes into ruku, and then he's at ease. And then he comes up, he stands up, he's at ease. Then he goes into sajda, he's at ease, he reads his tasbihat comfortably, at ease, with tranquility. And then he sits up in between, he's at ease. So he doesn't just rush through his salah like a ritual or a routine. No, but he does it with life, and he does it with concentration. This is exactly how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam corrected a person's salah. That person came and read his salah haphazardly in the masjid. So then he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go back and read your salah because you didn't make salah. Eventually Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him how to read the salah. So these are the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثُمَّرْكَعْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ. Make ruku until you are at ease. Then stand up whilst you are at ease. حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ. Then go into sajda until you are at ease. At each posture, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the word itminan, that you do the salah with itminan, with tranquility, then this will create that sakina within a person's heart. It will create sakina within a person's life. Another cause and means, by means of which we can acquire this tranquility, peace of mind, contentment in our lives, is dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala prescribes this in the Quran Majeed. And Allah ta'ala says, listen carefully, Allah. Allah in Arabic means listen carefully. Pay attention. Allah. Bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. Only in the remembrance of Allah will the hearts find contentment. Bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. So, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tongue, with the heart, by means of our actions, 24 hours of the day, at every moment, at every place, to be in the perpetual dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then that person will acquire that itminan al-qalb, that tranquility and the peace of mind that we are talking about. Why will it not be? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me, I will remember you. If Allah ta'ala is remembering you, if Allah ta'ala's mercy is showering upon you, then won't you be at ease? Won't you be with complete bliss and tranquility? On one occasion, a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reciting Suratul Kahf. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, we should take out some time to recite Suratul Kahf if we haven't done it already. So this sahabi was reciting Suratul Kahf. He had his horse tied close by, and he had his little son lying down close by. His name was Yahya. So this sahabi, this hadith is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim. So this sahabi was reciting Suratul Kahf. And as he was reciting, he noticed a cloud descending upon him, coming closer and closer. And the horse started becoming restless and prancing about. And he feared for his son. And thereafter he stopped his recitation. And the cloud ascended again. Then again when he started reciting, the cloud began coming closer and closer. This happened a few times. So the next morning he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described this as tilka sakina nazalat bil Quran. That was sakina which descended because of the Quran. Tilka sakina nazalat bil Quran. So taking out time daily for reciting the Quran, understanding the Quran, engaging with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, devote some time for that, and this sakina and tranquility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend upon us. As we had mentioned in the beginning, the sakina is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So another very important means of drawing sakina and tranquility from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He's the only one that can give sakina and tranquility. He's the only one that can give the itminan, tranquility, peace of mind in our hearts and minds. هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ. He is the one who sends down sakina into the hearts of the believers. So, making dua to Allah ta'ala, taking out some time to make dua to Allah, that Allah ta'ala, you bless our hearts with true sakina and tranquility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mention some special favors and some special blessings from which also we can acquire sakina, which Allah Ta'ala has placed much sukoon and tranquility. One of them is the homes that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with homes and shelter. So those homes, Allah Ta'ala has made it as a means of sakina. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا. Allah Ta'ala is the one who has made your homes, from your homes He has made it a means of sakan, of tranquility, of peace, a place where you rest, a place of relaxation for the heart, for the mind, for the body. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا. So nowadays we feel, no, we need to go out of our homes to get peace of mind, tranquility. But Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا. That sukoon, that tranquility, you will find it within the home, engaging with your family, with your close ones, conducting some ta'aleem within the home, reciting some ayat of the Quran, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this will draw sukoon and tranquility within the home. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed sukoon and tranquility in the night that Allah ta'ala has blessed us with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu ja'ala lakum al-layla litaskunu fihi. Allah is the one who has made the night for you, so that you may acquire tranquility in that night. لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ. In one ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me, إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. If Allah Ta'ala has to make the day continuous for you till the day of Qiyamah, only daylight. جَعَلَ لَكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ. مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Who is that God and a deity who will bring for you a night, لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ, so that you may gain that tranquility, that peace of mind, that itminan, that contentment in it. So this night is a great means of sakina. The rest that you can get at night, you can't get the same during the daytime. It's a means of great sukoon. So this great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unfortunately, we waste it away. We don't take the required rest that we are required to take in the night. And shaitan deceives us many a times that we engage in things which are against the dhikr of Allah, against the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In these nights, as we said, the home is a place of sukoon, but we want to go out of our homes. The night is a great means of sukoon and tranquility and rest and peace of mind. But we want to while away the time in doing things other than that, and especially in things of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then another great means of sukoon and tranquility that Allah ta'ala has blessed us with are the companions that Allah ta'ala has blessed us with, our spouses, our wives, our spouses. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. And amongst his signs is that he has created spouses for you from amongst yourselves. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So that you may gain tranquility through her. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So, if a person is at home, he's got a place of sukoon. It's night. It's a time of sukoon. And he's got a companion, a halal companion, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. So then he has got all the means of sukoon. And together with that he's got the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he's got all the means of sukoon. And on these winter nights you'll appreciate it even more. هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنْ. They are clothing for you, you are clothing for them. هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنْ. So all the means of tranquility. What great favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. But we choose other than that. Na'udhu billah, we feel sukoon will be out of our homes. It will be with friends who may be in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of our companion at home. And at night, which Allah ta'ala has blessed us with sukoon, we want to use it in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then how will we, when we show this kind of disappreciation or ingratitude to these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how are we going to acquire that sukoon? The sukoon and the tranquility doesn't mean that we are going to lead a life, you know, with no difficulties or no hardships. Life is a test. The world is a test. A person goes through all types of conditions, even in his marital life, right? It doesn't mean that everything is going to be a bed of roses. But as long as his intention is right, as long as he is trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he learns to handle the various situations of life, and there are ups and downs, and there are times where you got to have a lot of tolerance and hilm. But with all that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place the sukoon, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place the tranquility. It doesn't mean a person is not going to become sick. Allah ta'ala give all of us good health. Allah ta'ala give all of us afiyah. But these are the tests that a person goes through in life. Sometimes a person loses his health, a person becomes sick. But in the midst of all the suffering and hardship, Allah ta'ala will place sukoon in his heart. Allah ta'ala will place tranquility in his heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, they were going through at the time of Hijrah, when they were migrating to Madinah Munawwara, they were at the time of extreme danger. The kuffar were right at the mouth of the cave. They were about to become alert to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam being present there, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu being present. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was concerned and he was worried. He was worried about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was sad. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana." Don't be sad. Allah is with us. Inna Allah ma'ana. And then what happened? فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَيْهِ فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his tranquility upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his sakina. So a person will go through all these trials, tribulations, difficult conditions, danger. He will face enemies. But through all that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as he is in the obedience of Allah, striving for the sake of the deen of Allah, helping the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, working for the pleasure of Allah, Allah ta'ala's tranquility will come upon him. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith that even in the midst of the battlefield, person is in the midst of the battlefield, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-jannatu tahta dhilalis suyuf. Jannah is under the shade of the swords. A person is making jihad for the sake of Allah. He's making jihad for justice, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the right cause, in accordance to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's making that kind of true jihad. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jannah is under the shade of the swords. So at that time of extreme danger, when the bullets are flying above you, when the bombs are falling from the top, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you sakina. Allah ta'ala grants you jannah. Al-jannatu tahta dhilalis suyuf. Allah ta'ala grants you that tranquility. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, Al-jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat. Jannah is under the feet of the mothers. So you want sakina, you want tranquility, then serve your parents. Humble yourself in front of your parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless that heart with sakina, with tranquility. So beloved brothers, respected elders, we have mentioned that this sakina, tranquility, is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are various ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Quran has shown us of how we can acquire this sakina. But what will cause that restlessness within the heart? What will cause that sakina to be snatched away? That Allah Ta'ala has also mentioned in the Quran Majeed, and we will conclude on this ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ. Who turns away from my remembrance, turns away from my obedience, turns away from my commands, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Then for him is a miserable life. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيَ. Constrained life. ضَنْكَ means a constrained, restricted life. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. My Ustad once mentioned to us that he just received a phone call of a person who had, he said the person said he had the gun at his head the night before. Why? He had everything. He had a thriving business. He had a beautiful family. He had transport. He had wealth. But he had started a haram relationship with some employee at work. And that led to the barakah being taken away from his business. It led to difficulty in his marital life. And eventually it led to that miserable life which is mentioned here in the Quran-i-Majeed, who turns away from my remembrance, then for him is a miserable life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us with sakina and give us a tawfiq to make effort to acquire this sakina, increase us with iman and take us with iman. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.